Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mark Seagraves, NBC4 to join. It's not necessarily breaking down the roster, but this whole stadium thing. Mark, we had it in the bag all along. There was never any speed bumps, and this was smooth sailing, right?
Just the way you wrote it up, exactly. That's right. It wouldn't be D.C. Council if there was not some drama. And, yeah, there was drama yesterday.
So how much drama was it actually? I mean, when we were on the air, I had talked to some people over with the team that were really worried, that were really frustrated. And it turns out that I think it was Robert White threw five amendments out there, none of which passed, or none of the important ones they were worried about. But was anything actually perilous yesterday?
Absolutely. We all saw that letter that the team sent to the D.C. Council, and Chairman Mendelson in their council breakfast meeting prior to the legislative session was very clear that the team was frustrated, that they were at the end of their patience, and that Chairman Mendelson was very worried. And to give you an idea, they started that legislative session 3 hours late because Chairman Mendelson, behind closed doors, was on the phone with the team and other council members trying to clean this up, trying to get to a point where the bill would pass without, as you mentioned, it was the five amendments that Robert White had put forward. Most of them would have put very strict penalties on the team if they did not meet certain deadlines with the mixed-use retail development. Nothing to do with the actual stadium development, but the peripheral, because, you know, the team is the master developer, so this is more than just a stadium deal. This is all about mixed use and grocery stores and affordable housing. And none of that is, going to happen until after 2030 for the two decades following. Robert White wanted $10 million a year penalty if they missed deadlines. He wanted the land to revert back to D.C. control after 20 years if the team had not developed it sufficiently according to plan. He wanted to double the amount of money the team would put in the community benefit fund from $50 million to $100 million. So, you know, like one stroke of the pen would have cost the team an additional $50 million. So these were real things that the team said just were onerous. I mean, that if there were these kinds of restrictions, that there was a risk of them losing the land if they didn't reach certain deadlines, they would have trouble getting financing, long-term financing for the deal. So this was serious. This was not just, you know, people posturing or playtime or whatnot. You know, the deal was definitely in jeopardy because the bill was going to pass no matter what, right? It was just a question of whether these amendments made it on. And the team has the option, you know, and they still have that option, to say, oh, no, that's not the original deal we struck with the mayor, so we're going to walk away. Now, we know the team is happy with the final legislation. And the team, you know, they're not dumb. They've been down this road with other organizations, with other cities, with other teams. You know, and so they knew that there was going to be some last-minute wheeling and dealing, as there always is in any multi-billion-dollar deal, whether politics plays a role or not. But you know, this was a bridge too far for the Commanders. You mentioned Robert White, and I just got to, you know, get a little political with you on this now. So Robert White had been toying with the idea, flirting with the idea, saying that he was considering a run for mayor. He was going to run against Mayor Bowser for mayor of BC next year. The mayor's term is up, and she has not announced whether she was going to run or not. And so up until this morning, everybody was looking at Robert White as a possible mayoral candidate. And then last night, as you pointed out, he put forth five amendments that we just discussed about. All five of them failed miserably. He could not get more than four of his colleagues to come on board out of 13. He could not get more than four votes for any of those individual amendments. And now we wake up today, and he's announced he's going to run for Congress. He's going to run for the seat that Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton has had for many, many years. Of course, we know there's been a lot of questions about, you know, Norton's health and, you know, whether she's, you know, really capable of another term, and a lot of people have called on her to retire. So it's a much safer bet for him to run for that seat than to try to run for mayor. And it is not lost on me, somebody who's been covering politics in D.C. for nearly 30 years, that he made that decision, or at least he made his decision public after that, just what can only be described as just a brutal defeat on the dais from his colleagues. If you can't get, you know, seven of your colleagues to go on board, you know, one out of five amendments on something like this, and honestly, as a D.C. resident, these amendments weren't necessarily that crazy. You know, having, you know, some guidelines, having some accountability on a $3 billion deal when a billion of it is D.C. taxpayer money, maybe not such a bad idea. But, you know, he saw the writing on the wall that he couldn't get those votes on the D.C. Council. I think it's reasonable to say he probably figured he couldn't get the votes from the public either to become mayor of D.C.
Mark, thank you, buddy. Great information. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Enjoy the sounds of those engines revving near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.